Joined now with Jay Steeves. Jay, you are part of the coaching staff of the Innisfail Merchants, who, of course, have got a very big weekend this weekend. Tell me about the tournament that they're embarking in.
Well, we're really excited. You know, junior baseball in Alberta has not been as strong as it's been in the past. We've started to kind of recreate that. Last year, we had this crew. Actually, there are many of them play with the senior Indians in the PBL League, but we've put them together. They're all under 21-year-olds. And they challenged last year for the provincial title and beat out St. Albert to qualify to go to Winnipeg. And down in Winnipeg, they ended up taking home the silver medal. While we were there, we were approached by the Western Canadian Baseball Association on whether or not Alberta wanted to get back in the mix and actually host a tournament. Saskatchewan and Manitoba has kept it going here the last couple of years without an Alberta representative. And so they're really excited about our play. Des Boudelier and myself, we took this on as kind of a project here for the town of Innisfail and kind of small town, central Alberta. Innisfail's had a following for a lot of years in baseball. There's been cycles or different generations that have come through and been very successful in baseball. And we've had a lot of kids go off to college and get education through the game and, you know, just give back to the game in terms of our youth as well and some of the Innisfail Minor Baseball Association. And so now, as a result, we're at that point where wanted to host something major and bring it to our small town here. And so this particular tournament, we've got, out of Saskatchewan, we've got the Weyburn Beavers coming, a great baseball program down there in southern Saskatchewan. Moose Jaw is coming in as well. Then from the Manitoba area, we've got St. Boniface representing the city of Winnipeg. And we also have Carillon, which is a small town just south in the Pembina Valley as well. And so those teams, we also have another Team Alberta representative. It's actually going to be a select bunch of midget players, so kind of an all-star team, and ourselves. And like I said, we've got a lot of returning players. Guys are excited. You know, like I said, we're doing a throwback to the old-time retro baseball. We've got classic powder blue uniforms, the old stirrups with the navy blue and the white socks. Guys are growing out handlebar mustaches right now, if you can believe that, too, for fun. And they're really excited to bring it home to Innisfail and Cracker Jacks and Spitz, basically, on a fun weekend under the sun with some great baseball.
You guys are kind of splitting some of the games with Red Deer and Innisfail, and you touched on it briefly, but what does this mean for Central Alberta to be back on the, you know, really, this is the national stage, Western Canada?
It's a big deal. Yeah, you know, I think I was fortunate enough as a player about 10, 15 years ago to really be a part of a strong junior program in the province. And, you know, that under 21-year-old age group, it needs its own category. They need to be separated out from senior baseball in a lot of cases so that they can develop their own game. They're coming into their own strengths, you know, and I think it's a chance for them to develop. What's happened is senior baseball has just flourished in the province, which is fantastic. But it's kind of been at the expense of junior a little bit as well, because a lot of those younger guys are needed to fill out all the senior teams. And so I think, you know, for a small town like this to get on the national stage and get a tournament like this is pretty unheard of. You know, when we're up against teams from Winnipeg and, you know, Regina and Saskatoon were in it last year, and little old Innisfail, it goes to show kind of some of the, I guess, the following, you know, in the game of baseball. And just it puts something else a little on the stage too, because, you know, like, obviously Canadian sports, we think hockey and baseball doesn't necessarily get the following that it does sometimes, but there are a lot of, I guess we'll call them closet fans almost, you know, that they're big baseball fans, but because we don't have that notoriety, we don't see a lot of people out in the stands watching the games. So our hope this year, and Des and I were kind of really trying to promote the idea of, let's get out, let's talk some old-time baseball, let's get the old boys out of their homes type thing out from behind the TVs, and let's sit around the beer gardens and share a brew and talk baseball at the same time for 4 days. I think it should be exciting.
Well, you've certainly sold me on the concept. Tickets are going to be available at the gate. And again, both games in Red Deer and Innisfail, the championship games, though, are going to be going in Innisfail. For more information, you guys have a website. Where can people go online to find the schedule and ticket prices and so on?
www.innisfailmerchants.ca. Schedule will be right on your homepage right there, too. And you can follow along with the standings as we go through the weekend as well.
All right, well, thank you so much, Jay Steeves, with the coaching staff of the Innisfail Merchants. And, of course, good luck this weekend, and thanks so much for bringing this brand of baseball back to Central Alberta.
And thanks again for you guys for supporting us through this as well.